and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of SB Nation's The Dream Shakes, the Dream Take podcast. My name is Mike Brown. I am recording this show live from right near South Beach in the great state of Florida, as I will be attending the Dolphins-Texans game tomorrow afternoon. But before we, of course, come to you live after every single Houston Rockets game, so we are here live on Spotify Live. After the Rockets, we can call it a dismantling, if you will. I think that's an appropriate word for the performance of the Houston Rockets tonight. Defeat the Oklahoma City Thunder 118-105. I do want to hear from everybody listening to the show tonight. It is just me this evening. I will probably go for about a half hour or so. If you've got some thoughts of what you want to talk about Houston Rockets-wise, whether it be the last two games, the Rockets do have their first winning streak of the season. We want to hear from you. You hit that request to speak button, I'll bring you up on stage, and we'll talk all things Houston Rockets. Andrew kicks it off by saying, good win. This team is better than its record. Jalen should handle the point more than KPJ. We'll get to that. Let's get to the box score first. Ryan, we'll bring you up here in just a second. Let me break down this box score. Jabari Smith, another good game for him. All five Rockets starters tonight were in the double-digit positive plus-minus. Jabari Smith, plus 23, leading those five starters. 15 points, 13 rebounds on 5 of 11 shooting. He is getting more comfortable game in and game out. He's playing the best basketball as a Houston Rocket. That goes without saying over the last couple games, not even the last couple games, I'd say the last week or so, even with some losses sprinkled in there, he's doing his thing. Şengün was spectacular tonight, 21 points, 19 rebounds on 10 of 17 from the field. It does bear mentioning that the Oklahoma City is about as bad up front as there is in the league. And that's not me poo-pooing the performance by Alperen Şengün. Watched the whole game tonight. He was very, very good. That, again, if you watch the game tonight, you see how good he was. I am just keeping it 100, as the kids would say. You've got to take into account who he's playing. And up front, the Oklahoma City Thunder without Chet Holmgren are not good. Eric Gordon, 15 points. Rockets have won two games in a row. I'm not going to say anything negative tonight. I was really disappointed that KJ Martin did not get the start tonight after the game that he had last night against Atlanta. That's just my feeling. That's my take. The minutes that Gordon continues to eat up on this team when he plays is unnecessary. I think it's bad for development, and I don't get it. But we won't get into that tonight. That's not the proper time to get into that. Not after the first winning streak for the Houston Rockets on this season. Kevin Porter Jr., 16 points, 6 assists. Did have 5 turnovers. He was 6 of 13 from the field. And then let's get to the dude himself. Jalen Amadou Green, 34 minutes, 28 points. 11 of 19 from the field, including 6 of 9 from 3. He started 6 of 6 from the three-point line tonight. He also had 9 assists. He had 4 turnovers as well. Garuba off the bench, not really a factor. KJ only had 3 points, did have 5 rebounds. He was 1 of 5 from the field. Tari Eason, 17 minutes, 7 points. Garrison Matthews for 2 nights in a row had a pretty good game. 11 points tonight on 3 of 4 from the field, including 3 of 4 from the line. With that being said, we'll go straight to the phones. Ryan, welcome to the show, my friend. How are you?
Hey, man. How you doing?
Good, brother. What's going on?
How was your holiday?
I was good, man. I was really good.
I've been sick in bed for the last 4 days, so I'm recovering still, but I watched the game tonight. So.
We hope you feel better soon. Yeah, I'm currently in Miami for the Dolphins game tomorrow. But thoughts on, what do you want to talk about Rockets-wise?
So tonight's game, dude, this team played like an absolute, like a team, dude. They looked like everything. The passing was there. Shingun had a solid game. I mean, I'm still not, I still haven't accepted Garrison Matthews yet, but he had a good game. I'm not going to lie. He had a very, very good game, but I still don't know if Garrison Matthews still fits in this rotation or not. What do you think?
Well, Jeremy and I talked about this same thing last night. Every team in the league needs a guy like a Garrison Matthews, just a sharpshooter. I think that's the best term for it, right? You look at a team like, I mean, I'm trying to think of a good example. Miami's got Duncan Robinson.
They're not playing him, though.
Yeah, but Philadelphia's – but I'm not saying you have to play that guy. I'm saying every good team has to have that guy on their roster. You know, Philadelphia's got a Seth Curry.
Okay.
And those are just examples just off the top of my head. Are the Rockets a good team? No. Is Garrison Matthews probably going to be a part of the roster when the team is good again? Probably not. But I will say that, again, you watch the game tonight. When this team leans into the youth, they're so much better. You see it. You know, Jeremy and I watch every single one of these games. We're now, what was tonight? Tonight was the 19th game. There's not a lot of people out there that can say they've watched every single game from beginning to end. And whether it's Jeremy doing a show or me doing a show, if we're doing a show, we watch the games. This team, when they lean into the youth, they're so much more competitive. They're not going to win a ton of games, but when they play to their strength, which is their youth, they're so much more fun to watch. They're so much more competitive. They really can't – I hate to say this, and Ryan, tell me if I'm crazy when I say this. If they do that, they can almost do no wrong. Because if they lose, they improve the draft status.
I agree.
And yet –
I mean, they were neck and neck with Golden State until the fourth quarter. So
– yeah, no, 100%, you know. And the thing is, when you play these guys more minutes, they're only going to get better. Jabari Smith playing 31 minutes tonight, love it. Shingun played 35 minutes tonight.
Yeah.
Well, Bruno Fernando is hurt. I mean, he's not. Sorry.
Again?
My apologies. He's not hurt. He just came back last night coming off of the injury that he had. They want to be careful with him, which I totally understand. I mean, I totally get that. But, you know, looking at the minute allocation tonight, you know, KJ played four. Game was a blowout. You know, the Rockets were up by one after the first, and they were up by 21 at half.
We got to acknowledge
this game was not competitive. This game was not competitive after halftime.
Yeah, we got to acknowledge that they were coming off that the Thunder were coming off two overtime games as well, so they were pretty fatigued as well.
Yeah. And they dropped to 8-12. That Oklahoma City team is awful. I mean, that team is not good. Now, when they get their guys back, you know, when they get fully healthy, I mean, they've got some nice players. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is an absolute stud. I mean, that guy can go. Lou Dort's fine, you know. Josh Giddey's okay, I guess, you know. But the thing is, the last two nights lead me to believe, could this team be slowly but surely figuring it out, this Rockets team? You know, Jabari, anybody who is dogging on Jabari through 15 games of his NBA career, you're a loser, you're an idiot, and you have no idea what you're talking about. Sorry.
Dude, so that's where – so I might – this might be a hot take, okay, Mike? But do you think Jabari Smith Jr. could turn out to be better than Jalen Green?
No.
No,
I don't. I think their games are so different. And it's not, again, it's not in a negative way, but the way that Jabari is going to impact the game is totally different than Jalen. I don't think you're going to go to Jabari and say, go get us 30 to 35 points in a must-win game, because he's going to be a guy that you're going to lean on to do a lot of other things, play great defense, be a good rebounder, You know what I mean? Like tonight, he had 13 rebounds along with 15 points. Jalen Green is going to be a certified hired assassin on the offensive end. You're going to go to him and say, I mean, there was a couple moves. People comparing him to Jordan tonight with some of his moves, I think is a little outrageous. I hope that's
Jordan.
I hope they're joking. I think Jalen Green has a chance. When I was watching him tonight, I think he's got a chance to be a better
offensive-minded
Dwayne Wade. He reminds me a lot of a young D. Wade. I think he's better offensively. I think Wade was better defensively at this point in his career, but I think a Dwayne Wade is his sort of trajectory. And I'll tell you this, he also reminds me of a young Kobe Bryant. Jalen Green does.
See, I get a lot of Ja Morant and Jalen Green.
I don't at all. Simply because Jalen Green's not a point guard. Ja is a point guard. A Ja will set up your offense. I want an offense being set up for Jalen. So he reminds me of Kobe, man. I mean, a Kobe, Dwayne Wade, insert shooting guard.
How about Devin Booker? Devin Booker.
Maybe. Booker's a better shooter right now than Jalen. But Jalen's starting to get it. You know, and the thing about it, the thing that I loved between the last two nights is who was it? KPJ and Jalen Green going after Trae Young, or was it Trae Young or DeJounte Murray on Twitter? I think it was DeJounte Murray. They were going after DeJounte Murray on Twitter. Like, they're starting to get a little bit of swagger to him.
Yeah, which I read about that.
Which is so important in today's NBA. You cannot be successful if you are not. You got to have a little swag to you. You have to have that dog in you, you know, that D-A-W-G in you. You have to not be afraid of these guys. And that's what Jabari said last night about DeJounte Murray. DeJounte Murray is a clown, and so is Trae Young. Those two guys together will never win an NBA title. They just won't. And I'm not saying that Kevin Porter Jr. and Jalen Green are. I'm not saying that they're better than DeJounte Murray and Trae Young. Those two guys are way too emotional to win an NBA title. It's never going to work with that core in Atlanta. And the Rockets called them on their nonsense last night, and I loved it. I said it last 100%. Night on the show. I'll say it again tonight. You know, and the Rockets came out tonight, and they beat the hell out of an inferior team. You know? Now, there's still things that I don't like about what this team is doing. Night in and night out, I hate the fact that Gordon starts over KJ.
How many minutes did Gordon get tonight?
Gordon got 27 minutes tonight. Josh Christopher played 2 minutes. Tari Eason played 17 minutes tonight, and they played a lot of minutes last night. So I'm not gonna hold the Rockets coaching staff's feet to the fire on that. Well, but I also need it top of mind. These guys need as many minutes as possible because that's the only way the Rockets have a shot at winning games.
Well, I wonder when Ty Ty will come up to the team again.
It's a great question. He's killing it in the G League.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to sway my opinion. I for a guy like Ty Ty Washington, I said it when they drafted him. I think this guy has a future on this team. It depends on how the draft goes this year. But if you watch Ty Ty Washington play basketball, he's everything that the Rockets need. He's a guy that can set up the offense. He's not going to turn the ball over a ton. He's a pass-first point guard.
I don't know if this is I'm not saying he is, but he has a game like a Chris Paul kind of mindset on the court.
I think that's a little far.
Is it a little far?
I think a much better comparison for Ty Ty Washington, he's a less thick version of Mark Jackson or Ty Lue. He reminds me a lot of Ty Lue, and Ty Lue had a long career in the NBA. He's an NBA champion, I want to say, with the Los Angeles Lakers. He, you know, and Angie makes a good point here, Knicks killed it in the G League too. I don't like drafting a guy in the first round on a rebuilding team and sticking him in the G League. I don't like it. I don't understand it. Deshaun Nix tonight got 15 minutes. Why not give those 15 minutes to a guy like Ty Washington? You have much more invested in Ty than you do Deshaun Nix. Deshaun Nix had no points tonight. He had one rebound and he had a steal in 15 minutes. I'd much rather see those minutes go to Nix. Andrew says nothing against Ty, just saying it doesn't say all that much. I agree. I'm not saying that what he's doing in the G League would translate to NBA success, but it's also impossible to say that it won't.
Right.
I'm just throwing it out there that I would like to see him get an opportunity playing with Jalen or playing with KPJ. I'll tell you this. I would love to see a lineup where you put Ty at the one and you put KPJ at the two. When you're staggering Jalen Green and Jalen Green goes to the bench, I'd love to see what that looks like.
Could you put Ty, KPJ, and then Jalen Green at the three? Would that work? Or is that too small?
Depends on who you're playing. You know, it depends on who you're playing. Like tonight, you're playing against Oklahoma City. I mean, you could trot out Jeremy and I out there, and we probably still have a decent shot at beating the Thunder. I mean, the Thunder were bad tonight. They weren't good. And it happens. Trust me, as Rockets fans, we know exactly what a bad performance over the last couple of years looks like.
100%.
But that's the thing, is it's so blatantly obvious to fans who watch this team that you really can't do any wrong. And if you're going to be 5-14, then at least experiment, you know, try those different lineups. Before you go into the draft next year, find out what you have in Ty Washington. You know, like Deshaun Nix is whatever. Like, if he was gone tomorrow, you're not going to see me shed one tear, Ryan.
No, you wouldn't. I wouldn't miss him.
But if they traded Ty in a deal as a salary cap filler, I would be a little upset by that because we just don't know. You know, and it depends on what the deal is, obviously. I'm just using that as an example of I use that as an example of you just don't know what you have. When the Rockets let go of Anthony Lamb, you knew what Anthony Lamb was. Anthony Lamb is never going to be anything more than a role player on another team.
He hasn't done crap in Golden State, so no loss there.
To be fair, I mean, trying to bust that rotation, you know, is a tad difficult. But I totally agree with you. And I think that if he was anything more, I think another team would take a flyer on him and try to bring him in. So that's why, you know, I'm not sold on Usman Garuba as the backup five on this team. You know what I mean? So looks like Jeremy just popped in. Yeah. Do you have any final thoughts, Ryan? While I get to,
are you still not sold on Shingun being our starting center either, or?
No, I'm not. That's not going to change. But, I mean, he played a hell of a game tonight. So I got to give credit where credit is due. I liked what I saw from him tonight. I need to see it more consistently.
Of course. Well, thanks, man. I appreciate you coming up here.
Always good talking to you, my brother. On that note, let's go to the co-host of The Dream Take, Mr. Jeremy Brenner. Jeremy, we're in the same state. No, wait, you're in Houston.
No, I'm still in Houston.
Okay. Well, now you're in Houston, and now I'm in the state of Florida. So
it's, you know, we go back and forth. We do what we can. But good win tonight, Mike.
Yeah, man. I don't know how much of the game you caught. It was after the first quarter, it was a bloodbath. The Rockets completely dominated this game. That Oklahoma City team is not good from what they showed tonight.
Yeah, I think OKC struggled tonight because they played, they played through overtime last night. I think you saw a little bit of fatigue, especially in that second half. But you know, the Rockets took care of business, and I feel like we were here 24 hours ago talking about how you need to take this and build on it, and I think that's what they did tonight. And as we now embark on a pretty difficult road trip that they have coming up here this week, you know, very, very happy to see the Rockets build some confidence before this road trip that will test them pretty significantly.
Yeah, their next five games: at Denver Monday, at Denver Wednesday, at Phoenix on Friday. It's a back-to-back, man. They play in Golden State Saturday, and then they've got Philadelphia at home on Monday. So that's a really tough stretch.
That's arguably the three best teams in the West right there: Denver, Phoenix, and Golden State.
And then you got Denver, and then you got
at the top of the West now, and Golden State isn't, but Golden State won the championship last year. So, and they are far better at home than they are on the road. So that should be a big test for the Rockets. I hope that they can, you know, take some of what they've learned over the last 48 hours and apply it in these next couple of games.
Yeah, and then you play San Antonio, but then you've got the next three games against Milwaukee, Phoenix again, and Miami. So the next, what is that, 8 out of 9 are against really tough teams. What I did like most tonight was the Rockets, as Andrew pointed out in the chat, that they showed some swagger tonight, Jeremy. Like, Jalen Green was in his bag tonight. Jabari showed some toughness. Şengün played within the system tonight. He played well. Everybody contributed. You know, all five starters for the Rockets tonight, not only were they a positive in the plus-minus category, they were all double-digit positives.
Yeah, and this is, I think, like the first real blowout win that they've had. Yeah, which is very nice. weird when you're on the other side of it.
Yeah, right. It was weird watching it.
Way prefer being on this side of the blowout than the other one. But I think, you know, something I didn't even recognize in the game last night, I had to look on TikTok afterwards to see it, but I didn't realize that Jonte Murray, like, tapped Jabari Smith's head on a three. Mm-hmm. And you know what I think? I think this is, like, the first time that we have seen this season this team really playing for each other. And I think that's super important. I feel like instead of five individuals, they're playing like a team now. And I really think that's a big step in the right direction. And it's really going to take a lot of these miscommunications that they're having and kind of move forward. Was the turnovers tonight? Like, I mean, from what I saw, they were playing pretty well. Like, I caught a lot of the beginning when they went out to a pretty early run. I think it was a 14-4 run to begin the game. And then I was out, so I didn't catch much of it. But I tried to catch some highlights on my phone. I had other games to watch as well. But you know, how was the turnovers tonight? Were they like?
They had 24 turnovers tonight. I would say a decent number of those were in garbage time, where they were up easy double digits. Watching it in the flow of the game, it's not something that really stood out to me. I mean, not until Ackerman and Hollins pointed it out, saying that Silas wasn't going to be happy with the turnovers. And then I looked down at the scoreboard, and they're up by 19 at that point. So I don't think it's anything to really worry about. But no, I love
you
your
worry
point
about it when you're losing. But if you're winning, then it's not as worrisome.
Well, and I'll tell you what, man, Jabari Smith was comfortable tonight. He's doing his thing. I just, you know, it's nice, man. This is the first time. I mean, Jeremy, correct me if I'm wrong. I know last year we had the 7-game winning streak at the beginning of the season. We couldn't have had many other multiple game winning streaks last year outside of that. This very easily could be either the second or the third winning streak since that 7-game winning streak early in the season last year. I don't think it could be any more than the third time since that streak that the Rockets have won
consecutive
back-to-back games or more.
It's crazy. But I think that Jabari Smith is probably a huge part of unlocking this team and their offensive potential, because what you 100%. Do is – sorry?
100%. No, I'm just agreeing with you.
Okay. Yeah, because that's the reason why this team is better than it is last year. You have Jabari Smith, and he, you know, a lot of people thought he was the best player in the draft coming into it. And, you know, when he fell to number three, we felt like we had gotten the number one pick almost, you know? And, you know, we can go back to the whole Paolo versus Jabari debate again, but it really doesn't matter. We got Jabari, and I think Rockets fans should be really happy that we have Jabari, because, you know, you can see that he is playing with a lot more confidence. And if he's able to be himself in that offense, because Mike, he's like the one piece that was kind of missing from the puzzle last year, you know? So at least on the offensive end, I feel like on the defensive end, they're still lacking that, you know, rim protector, that, you know, we'll see who that may become down the line. But I think on offense, they were really missing that big man that could really, you know, open the offense, pick and pop, do that kind of thing. Jabari Smith's that guy. And what that does is it gives the offense more than one dimension, right? So, like, you know, last year it was really just Kevin Porter, Jalen Green, one or the other. And, you know, you're relying on a rookie to get you those points. Now, I mean, it's another rookie, but, you know, what it does is it opens the game. It forces you to get your attention off of just Jalen Green or Kevin Porter, and it forces you to look elsewhere on the offense. And now that Jabari Smith's kind of in his bag in a sense, if that continues, I think the Rockets, you can see a correlation between the Rockets' success and Jabari Smith's.
Well, for sure. And I don't think debating Paolo versus Jabari is even worth it at this point, because
it's not. Because Paolo, the Rockets have Jabari, and it's not like the Rockets could have picked Paolo over Jabari. You know, they got Jabari because he was the one, he was the best player available. They didn't, like, Paolo wasn't available. So
I will say, between the two guys, I do think Jabari, I like Jabari's toughness more. I think he's a little bit mentally tougher than Paolo, just from what I've seen. I think skill set wise, it goes towards Paolo. And I think anybody who watches basketball would agree with that. But I love the intangibles more of Jabari versus a guy like Paolo. I think if you get the right locker room, I think, and I don't know how they do captains in basketball, Jeremy, because I don't know. I don't even know if a locker room does it. But Jabari is a future captain of this team. I see it coming a mile away.
I'll say this. As someone who's followed both of them really closely this season, I don't necessarily think that about Paolo, because I actually do think Paolo – but I also think that Paolo and Jabari are two very different players. You know, Paolo's a kind of guy that is more of a ball handler. At least that's how Orlando is utilizing him. He's more of a point forward versus Jabari Smith, who's a little bit more of a, you know, plays more off ball and, you know, that kind of thing. So really think that it's apples and oranges, honestly. But I think Jabari Smith is starting to figure out his role a little bit and starting to feel a lot more comfortable with it. And I think as he grows in that role, the better the Rockets will be as the season goes on.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
We have to put this in consideration. What, tonight is game 19? They're 5-14 now? Is that right?
Say that again, sorry.
They're 5-14 now?
They are now 5-14.
Okay, so this is the 20 games. So we're about at the quarter mark of the season. Imagine where we'll be from game 20 to game 40. You know, I really think that, and that was the same thing with Jalen Green. You know, Jalen started off really slow last year, but then as the season went on, he started to pick it up. I think Jabari's going to do the same thing. And I think once, you know, that happens, I think we'll start to see a better product on the floor. I really do. And that doesn't necessarily excuse the fact that they've lost all of these games, and it doesn't make it any better, but maybe it explains it a little bit more. And it doesn't necessarily excuse Silas's poor execution of what it is, because I do think that there was potential for maybe a bit more, but I really do think that the Rockets have to be just a little bit more patient with this group, and I think the wins will come, you know, as they grow closer together. I think last night was a really big game in terms of you know, building a lot of team chemistry and, you know, winning. I think losing games, you know, like last year, like that 15 game losing streak last year, you know, where you lose and then you know, you can't get a break, and then you feel like, oh, it's, you know, you can't win, and then you don't have any momentum. This is a, like, last night was a game that sparked some momentum. You saw that tonight. Now let's see if they can bring that energy and keep that momentum going on the road. It's going to be a challenge, but I think this team could be up for the challenge. I hope that the Rockets on Monday against Denver, and this is the last thing I'll say, I just hope that they can figure out a way to bring that same energy that they've seen from the third quarter on last night and into tonight.
Yeah. And we talked, and Ryan and I broke it down before you came on. I think a huge part of that is leaning into the youth more on this roster, because for lack of a better term, Jeremy, they don't know any better. You know, they don't know that a majority of the fan base looks at this team and says that you're a rebuilding team, winning games really isn't all that important. They don't know that, and they don't care about that. All they want to do is just go out and ball. And that's why you're seeing the Rockets at, we haven't even talked about this yet, and we'll wrap the show up here in a minute, but the Rockets are a top five rebounding team in the league. And when you have guys like Atari Eason and a Jabari Smith and Usman Garuba that are just hungry and are willing to do the dirty work, you're going to succeed, you know? And building that, that's a huge development for this team.
Crashing the glass and building the team through that is a great way to win games, in my opinion.
Absolutely.
Because any team can generate offense. I think we've seen that. But a team that can crash the glass, get second chance points. That was a huge part of last night's game. So I really do think that I hope we see more of that. I do. I hope we see more of the youth. And look, it's part of the game, you know. Last season, like we saw last season, you know, people were like, oh, why are we going with Wood over Şengün? Why are we going with EG over Josh Christopher? And, you know, it's part of the process. And, you know, the Rockets kind of have to play the game a little bit. I know that, you know, KJ not starting tonight is kind of a disappointment. Granted, they still won. And I don't necessarily agree with the decision, but I understand it. Don't agree with it, but I understand it. So, yes, lean on the youth a little bit more, and I think that will happen as the season moves on.
I think this is a sublime place to park the rocket ship. Thank y'all for hanging out with us here on Saturday night. We will be back live with you Monday night as the Houston Rockets travel to the Denver Nuggets. So we've got a little bit later start time, but we will be live here on Spotify Live as soon as that game goes live. My name is Mike Brown. That's Jeremy Brenner. If you are on Twitter, make sure to give The Dream Take a follow at The Dream Take. You can give Jeremy a follow on Twitter at
Jeremy Brenner. That's JeremyBrenner. You can follow my co-pilot, Michael Brown, on Twitter at
MikeBrown_2020. If you would like to follow The Dream Shake on Twitter, you can find them, us, over at Dream Shake SBN. If you're on Facebook, make sure to search The Dream Shake and give us a like there. Finally, head on over to thedreamshake.com for all things Houston Rockets. Once again, your very happy final from inside of Toyota Center. Rockets win their second straight first winning streak of the season. They defeat the Thunder 118-105. Until next time, Rockets fans, go Rockets.